We talked about the black cat and demoniacal cats yesterday, but there's more to Poe than just Halloween wackiness. Did you know, for example, Poe's foster father groomed him to go into business and become a Virginia gentleman? But Poe dreamt of being a writer like his boyhood hero, the British poet Lord Byron. By the time he was 13, Poe had written enough poetry for a book, even though his headmaster convinced Poe's father not to allow its publication. Wow. And you thought the principal at your school sucked. This principal convinced Poe's father not to let him publish a book of poetry. Interesting. Greetings and welcome to the Teaching ALA podcast, where this summer we combine my two favorite things, literature and summer vacation. Get ready for some literary quotes. Today's offering comes from Murders in the Rue Morgue. Coincidences, in general, are great stumbling blocks in the way of that class of thinkers who have been educated to know nothing of the theory of probabilities, that theory to which the most glorious objects of human research are indebted for the most glorious of illustration. End quote. There's more to Poe than writing about demoniacal cats, supernatural hearts, and talking birds. He is credited with writing the first mystery, The Murders in the Rue Morgue, and by so doing establishing the detective genre. In his mysteries, the detective solves crimes using logic and reason and removing emotion out of the decision process. Anyone familiar with Sherlock Holmes, and that would be pretty much anyone, probably recognizes Sherlock in this description of using logic and reason to solve mysteries. Now, listening to this podcast won't necessarily solve all of your classroom mysteries, but I can help you solve the mystery of what lesson you're going to teach by urging you to check out ELACommonCoreLessonPlans.com. That's where I combine, I also have a gigantic lesson plan ensemble that I put into one PDF file, made it available to you, my loyal and disloyal listeners, depending on which category you fall in. This PDF file contains complete units for 33 short stories, 11 poetry units, all types of writing, 3 novels, 2 Shakespearean plays, and an epic poem. You could literally not have to create a lesson plan for the entire year and still not get through everything. Or maybe you don't want, 78 units. Maybe you just want the Edgar Allan Poe short story unit or something. It's there too. These things are linked in the show notes, by the way. I have a quick lesson plan right now regarding using quotes from Edgar Allan Poe's short stories, although you can use this lesson plan for any set of quotations from just about anyone. I know it's summer. You're probably not writing lesson plans on the side or at the beach or in the mountains, so just bookmark this. Come back to it before you teach something by Edgar Allan Poe or whatever other famous author or person you want to teach. Here's step one. Instruct students to create a bumper sticker. Option one, I should say. Create a bumper sticker with their favorite Edgar Allan Poe quote. I'm not sure I'd use the one about burying an axe in his wife's brain on a bumper sticker. Use these or other famous quotes. Making the bumper sticker simply requires using printer quality labels and a word processor. It's called a computer. Let students decorate them, put them on binders, or decorate the room. Be careful, however. They can be hard to remove. If one quote isn't enough, try several quotes on a t-shirt. You get the point. Here's a life lesson. I don't really know the exact truth about Poe's personal life, but his writing expertness cannot be denied. One thing that makes him so iconic, in addition to his tales of horror, is his ability to innovate. You'll notice that famous short story writer was not really an occupation before Poe. You'll also note that detective stories did not exist before Poe. So how do you view yourself in regards to innovation? Are you willing to take chances in the classroom? Are you willing to fail every now and then? And does this just throw a fun fact out there? Poe started on a college career, but with little financial support from the miserly Allen, who was his stepfather. Poe embarked on a long journey of poverty and debt. Money problems haunted him, and tensions with his foster father prompted him into determination to become a successful writer. So it all worked out as far as the successful writing part. So what is it that you're motivated to do? Whatever it is, go out and be successful at it. Thanks for listening to the Teaching ELA podcast. For more teacher-ready, student-ready lesson plans, head on over to ELACommonCoreLessonPlans.com. That's ELACommonCoreLessonPlans.com, where we have hundreds of lesson plans and handouts that are ready to use right now. And as always, if this podcast has helped you thrive in the classroom, we'd appreciate a like and a review.